Alright.
I'm fucking so nervous.
Dude, what the... Okay. Stop being the nerd.
So this is Static Radio. Right, I'm Static. And with me, I have my... I don't know. You're not a guest. I guess you'd be a co-host for this.
Your co-host, Madison?
I mean, I guess, you're not a guest, because it's not like I'm interviewing you or anything. I'm like, Madison, what's your... What's your opinion on Puss in Boots? I hear that you really you have some material planned for that.
There was some nice pussy in that.
Oh, Jesus. So, this is Static Radio.
I feel terrible making that pun. Fuck.
Yeah, it's not really... I don't know anybody that's going to laugh at that. I'm sure... I don't know who the fuck would listen to this, though.
I'm laughing at me laughing at this.
I realize that I'm not the target audience for my own work anymore.
That's a problem. You need to...
Thing is that, like, I used to... Like, when we did Static Radio, I was a lot geekier, but I still wasn't a geek, because I never played video games, really. Like, the only video games I played were old games from, like... Like, the... I'm smoking, by the way. I guess I should... Alright, hold on. Let me just start off.
Just make sure you're rolling it right.
By saying... Oh, it's already... It's done. Don't worry about that.
But I'm so worried about you, because you don't have no idea what you're doing. You're being, you know, white and all. Because you're totally the one in the white neighborhood out of the two of us.
I don't know about that. I don't think so at all, actually. I'm pretty sure I'm broke. I mean, I'm not broke, but, like, I work two jobs and I go to college. Like,
I'm
it's
joking.
Not...
I'm...
No, I know. Joking. But I'm telling the viewers that because they have no idea what the fuck who either of us are. Because you got to realize
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
We're
they don't
rebooting
figure it out
Static Radio right here. I'll tell you what. I'll tell the people what Static Radio was. Static Radio was a podcast that I used to do with all these people that I met up on a message board years ago.
That is dead.
I haven't done it for about 2.5 years, and within those 2.5 years, I went through a whole bunch of shit, and then fucking Madison, who I'm talking to right now, I don't know. I don't know. We were just like, we should do a Static Radio. Like, I think that's kind of how it came up, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's about how it went.
So, Static Radio, basically what it was, is it was just a show where we were talking the whole time, and now,
basically an online radio show.
Yeah. With people all across, like, I never met any of these, but I've never met Madison. Like, I don't even know. I'm not even sure what the fuck he looks like.
That's bullshit.
I know. but, like, it's just, like, I don't know. I never met any of these people, so it was always, like, a weird concept to do Static Radio. Because it's, like, technically I'm talking to all these people who... Like, they're just like these weird motherfuckers that I just happen to know, and I did a show with them. I don't know. I'm still weirded out by having, like, internet friends.
It's been this many years and you're still weirded out by it? Like, you've always been a couple years older than me, and it's like looking into the past whenever you talk to me every time you, it seems like.
It's weird! I don't know. Yeah, of course I'm looking into the past. I can't look into the future. That shit's rough.
No. I mean, like, whenever you hear my voice, you used to always say that I sounded like a younger you.
And you do.
See, and there we go.
No, but that's because you told... I mean, not so much now. When we first started doing this shit, you sounded like me when I was young. But not really anymore. Now you just sound like you. Like, I didn't sound like that when I was your age. I sounded like how I do now, pretty much.
Yeah.
So let me just explain what the fuck, where I am right now. I used to do Static Radio in my house, and now I am outside of my house and I'm in my car, smoking.
While rolling a blunt.
I don't know. No, it's already rolled. I'm smoking.
My bad.
I'm smoking right now. I just worked fucking a 7-hour shift, and then I did a fucking bio test, and I got an 86 motherfucker. Hell yeah. Because I'm failing the class.
And then he decided to come and do a radio show for some online shit.
Well, because what's a better thing to do on a Friday night? I mean, like, you know, it's not like I'm hanging out with friends, or I'm maybe trying to get some pussy, or you know, maybe, I don't know, whatever. What do people do on Friday nights? Well, I guess I just sit in
the hit bar. The movies with some friends, you know, socialize a bit like I did today.
Oh, well, I worked, and then I went home, I did a test, and now I'm smoking a blunt alone in my car talking to a computer.
Well, hey, I finally got my Friday off, and I finally got to spend it with my family, so I'm happy.
Where do you work?
I work at a retail shop in an aquarium that will remain unnamed so I can bash it the rest of the show.
You work in, like, a gift shop?
Yes, for an aquarium, yes.
That's whack. I mean, I'm a bagger. I'll totally say where I work. I work at... Because I said this, I kind of, like... In the old episodes, I, like, predicted where I was going to work. I didn't get this job until way after I was already done doing Static Radio. But I was like, oh, I'm a bagger at Stop and Shop. And now what am I? I'm a bagger at Stop and Shop. And Stop and Shop is a fucking grocery store located in the Northeast in America. And I'm a fucking bagger. And people were like, oh, you keep on fucking up in high school, and you're going to be asking paper or plastic. And now I don't ask paper or plastic. I just give them plastic. Or they bring in their own bags, because people have these, like, fabric bags that they always forget, and they tell me that they forget, and they start by apologizing. They're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't bring my bags. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm like, I don't even like your fucking bags. I'd rather use my bags. I thought it was funny because I was a drug dealer for a little bit, and here I was being a fucking bagger. Meanwhile, my entire job, when I was fucking whipping fucking weed, was fucking just putting things in bags. I was like, yo, I'm good at bagging up. I don't give a fuck. And people are like, word? Because I work with a bunch of black people. Oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. I have a visitor. A car is right next to me. It's a fucking van. It's this white van. I'm so bugged out. This is not cool. I'm fucking smoking in my car.
I hope you record this conversation that you have with this gentleman.
Oh, no. It's not like he's going to come over and be like, can I get a hit? Or like...
where you live, I would not be surprised if he did say that.
No, he's not. He'll come over. He'll be like, are you doing Static Radio? Oh, my God.
I'm the such whole world a huge knows exactly fan. What that is. Yeah.
I've been waiting for it to come back.
Oh, Jesus.
No, he's just like, it's my neighbor. I remember...
No, let him guest star on the first episode already.
He's not gonna walk into my fucking car. Like, I'm gonna like, the doors are locked. At least, hold on. I think they are now. Or, could you hear that? Yeah. Did you hear that on your end?
Yes.
I was thinking, like, how am I gonna do music for this episode? Because I used to have music underneath all the fucking...
Yeah.
You know, under people talking. So, like, since I'm in my car, I could technically just play the fucking radio.
Play the radio while we're making a... Oh, God.
I thought that would be kind of cool. It wouldn't sound as good. That's really the reason why I'm not doing it. But, like, I was really close to doing it. Because I have my iPod. I could easily just be like, hey, fuck it. I'll just put it out like that. It'll be all low quality. Who gives a fuck?
You do?
I do. Yeah, my biggest fear of what's happening, like, right now is either a cop driving by and being like, what the hell are you doing? Or, like...
And then you're like, Static Radio, motherfucker.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, I'm doing Static Radio right now. He's like, what the fuck's Static Radio? I'm like, well, I'm static. He's like, why do... What? I give him an ID, which is a picture of me that says static. I was explaining to this girl that I wanted to fuck, but it never happened.
I wonder if that had anything to do with you not getting laid.
I did Static Radio?
Yes.
Probably. I was like, I'm static from Static Radio. She's like, what the fuck is that? I was just like, oh, don't worry about it. And then she looks it up, and then that's why she didn't fuck me. No. I told her, like, I told her about being, because static was really, it's like a personality that I created. Like, it was like, static was like a cockier, like, very confident version of myself, just like how most people do that online. It's just like, yeah, you can call somebody a faggot online, but if you see him face to face, you're just going to be a little bitch. Like, no, most people aren't going to be like that. However, I kind of am. Well, I don't call people faggots. I use queer.
You used to.
Queer is a better word. Because it's kind of, it's like, it's funnier. Faggot's, like, offensive. Like, people are like, oh, shit, you gotta relax. But, like...
Calm your shit. Yeah. You used to be that bad, though. I remember you calling me that a couple times, honestly.
A faggot?
Yeah.
I probably did. I mean, I call people faggot, but...
No, like, it's when I first started doing art, you just straight up called me out, and I was like, damn it.
I was like, you're a faggot.
Yeah.
It's funny. Told my brother's a faggot. Up. He sucks dick for beer money.
Like, he's probably getting some good beer money, then. If he's good at that shit, damn.
I mean, from what I hear, he fucking skills it. He does the fucking hand crank while he's fucking sucking on the knob, and like... He goes ham on it. I mean, like...
Is it bad that I have no idea what any of these terms are? Because I have no clue.
I mean, me, I just did drugs. I was like, who needs video games when I could fucking really stimulate my mind?
That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. It was, at the time. I mean, it made me who I am today, so what the fuck does that mean? I mean, a kid that goes to college, a community college, works two jobs... On a Friday night, smokes a blunt in his car while talking to a computer. I mean, like, look, I'm single. Like, this is a great life. I have parents are dying. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah, it led you down a great, successful road. So
oh,
far.
Yeah.
And you're bagging stuff.
I'm, like, not only do I have two jobs, but one of them I'm a dishwasher. And the other one, I'm a bagger at a fucking grocery store. No, there's nothing wrong. I work with retards, like, literally. Like, I work with people that are fucking retarded. And, like, they'll say shit to me. I have this one woman that works with me. Her name is
So,
Grace.
Listeners, I hope this teaches you do not do drugs.
Oh, don't do drugs. However, like, I have a much better story for the book that I'm writing about my life. Do you? Probably not. Yeah, man, I went to college. I drank. One day, fucking Marty fucking lost his shit all over the place. Yeah, I don't care. That's a shitty story. How about this for a story? One day, this is actually, like, 2 weeks ago. Me and my buddy, we went to the place I work, which is a grocery store, and we stole about $130 worth of food.
Fuck.
We ate filet mignon that night. We got mad. Here's what happened. We got mad high. We went. We grabbed a fucking. Watch me get fired for this because some kind of place. We grabbed a cart.
I'm gonna snitch on you.
They'd be like, you know, Static. And we were like. My boss is like, yeah, I know. Oh, fuck. He did that?
I'll just say Chris. Fuck that.
Oh, no. Well, there's a lot of Chris's there.
Damn it. Well, I'll
He'll be like, Mr. Kemp? Which, I gotta edit that out. So anyways, I go into my fucking house. What am I saying? I think I should probably... Here, let me put the blunt down. Let me think for a second. Because the whole time I've been smoking, I'm just getting, like, increasingly, like, dumber and dumber. Just progressively fucking hit by hit. I'm just like, oh, what am I talking about? I don't know where I am. I'm in a car.
You probably stop right there.
I'm done. I just dotted it out. It's in the ashtray.
I gotta admit, that's been pretty amusing so far.
So I stole a bunch of food from where I work. And the way I did it was, we have these little self-scan things, like, they're like these little, like, I don't know why somebody would fucking think of doing this, but they're these little guns. Of course, like, you know how, like, every grocery store has, like, a card?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, do you have your card? And people are like, oh, I don't, but could I put a phone number in? And I'm like, no, I can't, what the fuck, what do you think this is? I work on a cash register that's, like, fucking, like, 35 years old. They're like, could I put a phone number in? And for, like, some of the hot girls...
Older than me, motherfucker, just no.
For the hot girls that come through my line, because the place where I work, it's not where I live. It's, like, the next, like... It's, like, the rich town over, so all the girls are fucking beautiful. Like, actually, the guys are, too. But the girls are really beautiful.
Shit.
Everybody's gorgeous, and there's my fucking dumb, fat-ass fucking...
I'm sitting here, like, going, damn, it takes... How many has it taken Static, and then how many would it take just a little fucking...
Time? How many hits does it take for Static to get high? One. Two. I'm not actually hitting anything, though. That's the thing. Because it's not how I hit. I'm not that loud when I smoke.
I know, because you've been doing it this whole time, and I couldn't hear you.
That's true. So, I was just coughing. I was like... So, anyways.
Yeah, I know. I caught that.
I didn't even get to finish my... When you, like, sidetracked me. I'm going to edit this, and this is all going to sound fluid and normal, but until that happens... Actually, I don't know if I'll edit this that much, because whatever. I don't care. Anyways, so I go into this. My grocery store has, like, this little, like, you know, we have our card. And with the card, you could put it, you could scan this thing, and you get a fucking, like, this little wireless, like, scanner. And you scan, like, shit in the store, and you bag it as you go. And then at the end, you fucking scan a barcode, I take the card, everything shows up at my register, and it's fucking amazing. But here's the thing. There's no way of proving if you stole a bunch of shit or not. Like, you don't have to scan everything.
Yeah.
So, what I did is, like, oh, I'm gonna do that. But then I was like, actually, I don't want to pay for really anything. Like, so, I'm just gonna act like I'm scanning shit. I don't even have a gun on me. And, like, there's this girl I work with that I fucked, and, like, she, like, comes over to me.
Next thing you know, he's going to be posting her phone number, just so you can look right under the comments. It's going to be a phone number right there.
Why?
For that chick.
Don't worry about it. I'm editing out your bomb. Nobody understands that.
That's fine. I'm tired as hell, man.
It's like, I've been up waiting for you to call me. So anyway, I go and I don't scan anything. I just throw a bunch of shit. And it's like me and my boy, and we're like, first of all, we're so high and we're kind of paranoid because I've never done this before. And I'm just like, I don't know if this is going to work. Like, we're not even getting good food. Like, we grab like a big thing of like Tostitos, you know, the scoops, like the bag.
And we could have always gotten good shit. God damn it.
Like, we got like Tostitos scoops. And then, like, he got, like, a small thing of salsa. I'm like, what the fuck did you get a small, like, on, like, the way back? We were talking about all the shit that we could have gotten. I'm like, why did you get a small thing of salsa? Why wouldn't you get a big fucking thing of salsa? We're not paying for it, dumbass. All this food I could throw out of my car right now, I won't even feel bad. Like, you know, waste not want. Like, who the fuck cares? It's just, like, so we get all this, like, just all this fucking food. And what we should have done was we should have fucking stole, like, filet mignon and, like, you know, all this, like, expensive, like, lobster and fuck. But meanwhile, we're like, where the fuck are we gonna cook this shit? Like, we just stole all this food. Like, we stole shit to make spaghetti with. So we made spaghetti.
But, like, spaghetti's cheap as hell, dude.
It's so cheap. I'm like, I could have paid for all this. It would have been, like, $40. But instead, I, like, endangered my job and, like, my fucking, like, name and everything, and I stole mad food from a grocery store that I work at.
That's why? Just because you can?
It's good for the book, and I felt like I was coming the whole time. It was so fucking thrilling. I was like, oh my god, this fucking, my heart's going 1,000 fucking, it's just like, it's beating like so fucking quick. Yeah, it was intense. And meanwhile, I got this girl who's like, my boy wants to fuck the girl that I was with. And he was just like, oh, you want, I was like, what time do you get off? She was like 7:30 and it was like 5:30. And then, like, he puts his thumb in his fucking mouth and he's like, oh, you want to smoke and stuff? And they, like, walked off and she's like, what the fuck did he just say? And I was like, I don't know. He's trying to. I told her. I was like, he wants to fuck you, and he thought that was cool or something. I don't know. But it's not gonna happen, obviously. And she just started laughing. I was like, I don't fucking know. I gotta get the fuck out of here before they fucking arrest me. I don't know.
God, we need some real fucking shit in this somehow. Damn.
I mean, I'm trying.
You're trying by talking about stealing shit, stealing spaghetti.
I stole spaghetti. I'm fucking Italian, okay?
So why would you... God damn it. That just sounds so stupid.
Hold on. So anyways, no, I'm trying to... I'm going through a whole bunch of material, and then obviously I'm going to edit it, and it'll sound somewhat fluid.
Interesting.
It is interesting. That's fucking interesting. Just because you don't, like, no, steal...
I'm just teasing you.
Just because you don't steal from where you work. I mean, like, I wouldn't want to...
No. I did steal from Books A Million several times.
What'd you steal? Books?
Yeah, hell yeah. I was going to pay for that shit.
What's one of the books you stole?
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Because I don't fucking remember anymore.
Oh, all right. I stole, Hop on Pop.
It was a hardcover book. It wasn't, like, a little kid book. It was... Yeah.
You can't even fucking, like, improv and say something funny. You're like, I sold it for my mom.
Fuck that, no.
The second fucking Twilight book.
No, I don't remember. It was some fucking mystery book.
Oh, it's a mystery book.
The book with, like, shit, I don't know.
Question mark on it.
Hey, does your swag have, like, an on-off switch? Mine's just always stuck on off here. I'm fucked.
Is my what?
Swag.
My swag? My swag comes and goes. Like, my swag's awful. I don't know what to say. Like, I'm the funny guy, and the funny guy doesn't get pussy. The funny guy gets friends. And I'm like, I don't want friends. Like, I want friends that, like, blow me on the side. Like, I don't want, like, hey, let's be friends. Could you be friends with, like, my dick first? And then we can get friendly. Like, I'll see if I like your personality after you suck my dick. Like, that's, like, the application to be my friend. I do it with all my friends, even the guy friends. I'm like, dude, let's chill later. Oh, you're going to suck my dick? Like, you want to do that now, or you want to do that, like, before, like, we chill? Like, 30 minutes before we're supposed to hang out, like, you could just suck my dick, and then I'll think about if I want to hang out with you.
Oh, my God.
My blunt went out. That'd be hysterical. I should start doing that.
Fuck that. That shit needs to leave the room. Either that or you need to get a lot more high for this shit.
Alright, hold on. I feel like I need more guests. Like, no offense, but like...
No, I understand. It's cool.
I doubt he's gonna answer.
I would not be surprised if he still just cusses out his mom all the time.
I don't know. It's fucking 1:23 a.m. Like, you think he's really going to be... He's like, fuck you, mom!
Oh, well, fuck the two of you.
Oh, it's so random. What's going on, Death?
Yeah, no one calls me that anymore.
I know. What is your name? Sam? I don't even know who's who anymore. I still call Maddie Maddie.
Well, Maddie's always Maddie.
I know, that's because it's his name. Your name's Sam?
Yep.
Alright. See, the problem is that I'm still going by fucking Static, and I don't think I should be. I don't want to be Chris, because Chris is boring. Actually, I'm not. But, like, I don't want to be Chris, because there's a million Chrises.
Well, it's too late for that. You're already Static.
Gonna be honest, when I hear Chris, I think Chris Griffin.
Well, I'm nothing like Chris Griffin. That's sad. That's the first thing you think of when you think of Chris?
Yep. Don't know a whole lot of Chris's. And the only other Chris I know, I walked in on him doing coke.
That's so awesome. That might have been me. Hey, Chris. Hey, man, what's going
on? Wait, that is... I don't even want to know what that's actually what you're doing right now, just about.
I'm smoking. Alright, Sam, Sammy boy, let me tell you what's going on right now. I am recording for Static Radio.
Amazing.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to use any of this, but at least it's like a good test demo, just to see if I could kind of still do this.
Cool.
I'm not in my house, I'm in my car.
Hmm.
Because I came home. And my fucking dad... My dad goes out every Friday night. He goes and fucks his girlfriend or whatever the fuck he does. And he was home. He's like, oh, I'm so sick. I'm like, fuck you. Go somewhere. He's like, this is my house. So I'm like, all right, fine. So I was like, I don't know where the fuck I'm going to record. Like, I wanted to record... Really, I want to record, like, music, too. But I was like, I guess that's not going to happen either. So I might as well try to record Static Radio. And so I'm in my car... And I worked for about 7 hours today, and I just did a fucking test in biology that I'm failing the class, but I got an 86, so I'm in a damn good mood, and I'm smoking right now, smoking a little bit of bud. So, I'm feeling good in the neighborhood. Applebee's. What?
So let me get this straight. You're hanging out in a car at 1:30 at night, smoking bud.
Isn't that sad? That's what I was talking about.
Wait, no. That whole part isn't sad. The fact of the matter is, the sad part is, you're doing all that while talking to internet friends and recording the conversation. That's the part.
I know.
I caught all of that. That makes it even better.
No, that's exactly what I said before. I was just like, The saddest part, here's what's sad, because it's not sad, just, I mean, like, I hate smoking alone, which is kind of hilarious, because right now I'm not technically, because I'm talking to my computer in my car, but like, but
my
like,
computer understands.
The fucking, I'm just like, computer, you love me, right? And it's like, I'll always love you, and I'm like, oh, word. I wish computers had vaginas, and I wouldn't even need women anymore.
Oh, God.
That would be so awesome. I'd be like, bitch, fuck you. I got my fucking, my Mac, and I'll fuck that shit.
My eye pussy.
Dry. Yeah, it doesn't, I mean, like, it's fucking, it's a fucking Mac.
I come over to your house, I just see, like, your computer with a fleshlight duct taped to the bottom.
I have
crudely.
A fleshlight.
You're fucked, man.
I swear to God, I have, I just, I bought one, like, maybe, like, 3 months ago.
I would ask if you've used it, but
I
really
have
don't want to
know. It fucking, it feels amazing. I've fucked a girl, and it feels like fucking a girl, just there's nothing coming out of its mouth yipping at me the whole time. Like, before. Like, I don't need to worry with the whole, like, it's actually, like,
there's no foreplay, there's nothing, you have to, it's just right when you want it.
Yeah, like, I don't need to eat it out for, like, 10 minutes for it to be like, ah! Like, there's nothing, that shit doesn't happen. Like, I'm just like, hey, do you want to... And then it doesn't have a response. I'm just like, I just fuck it. Like, you just fill it with lube and you fuck it. And, like, it's just like masturbating because the fucking... Like, the shame is still there. Like, once you come, like, that shame kicks in. But the saddest part is, like, all right, you masturbate, you can just wipe your hand, like, I don't know, like, on the carpet or some shit, on your fucking... On the back of your mother's head. Like, you know, like, whatever. Like, when you hug her. Not that you're holding your head, but like...
Oh god, that's awkward.
But you come, and now I gotta clean out a fucking, like, a rubber cunt, basically. Like, it's just like a rubber fucking pussy that's in a fucking flashlight-looking thing. And fucking, and lube is expensive. I jerk off, I could just fucking spit in my hand and give it a go, but like, I can't spit in a fleshlight. I don't have nearly that much spit. It would take so long. It took me like 3 hours just for me to fill it with spit and then hope that I could fuck it for however long it lasts.
So what do you end up doing? Just like shoving it into a faucet and leaving it on?
That's how you clean it. You take the sleeve out and then you put the fucking, you put it over the fucking faucet and you just whoosh, and all your cum comes shooting out of it.
God.
Thank you for that image. Thank you, you jackass.
Well, I mean, what I do is I do that into a faucet, and it goes into, like, a coffee cup, and then I drink.
That sounds like your protein for the day. All right. Carry on.
Madison, my protein, yeah. I'm like, yo, I got mad protein because I just drank my own cum.
I find it hilarious that you still sound exactly the fucking same as the last time I talked to you, Madison.
Yeah, probably.
Slightly deeper, though.
That was crazy.
Slightly.
Dude, you sound the same as you always fucking have.
Everybody sounds the same. Like, I sound the same. You guys pretty much sound the same. Like, Sam's voice is a little bit lower, but, I mean, it's still, like, I could tell it's you. Oh, my God, my lighter. Oh, all right. I thought my lighter just went out. I was about to have a fucking panic attack.
Oh, I thought you were about to tell us that you had your fleshlight in the car with you.
I was like, guys, this is funny that I was talking about my fleshlight because I'm fucking you right now. I don't know if you could hear it. It's like,
hopefully you can't, because that'd be a little awkward.
It makes a noise. Like,
oh, God.
Like, it's not like it's, like, it's not like it's just, like, the normal, like, jerk-off noise. It's just, like, it makes, like, this, like, like when you fuck it, like, it's so awkward, like, I can't, like, it's not like I fuck it all the time, but I do have a fleshlight. I wanted to make a music video, like, of me and my fleshlight.
Stop.
And right have, there. Like, So Happy Together by, like, the turtles in the background.
No, just make it, like, a rap. Make it
no.
Rap.
So yeah. Happy Together is, would be fucking hysterical. It's just like me.
No,
you,
make
me,
it like White Boys.
And it's just like, and I'm fucking just like, it's me like hanging out with the fleshlight. I'm like giving it like these like hot looks and it just like cuts to the fleshlight as if like it's gonna have a response. And then I thought like it would be a YouTube hit if I did it. Like, seriously. If I
then
did
just
it.
Do it.
It'd be fucking hysterical. Because nobody... First of all, I don't know how many people know about a fleshlight. I mean, like...
And secondly...
And like, I don't know, it's just like...
But like, even if you owned a Fleshlight, do you honestly think the people would have enough self-esteem to be like, yeah, I'm gonna post a video of me and my Fleshlight on YouTube for everyone to see?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Like,
exactly.
It, like, this is what I... Like, girls have vibrators. I fuck this thing. It looks like a flesh... I don't know. It's like a fucking... It looks like somebody shoved a vagina into a fucking Fleshlight.
That's the name.
Yeah. And it's like... First of all, they're like, oh, it's so fucking, like... Like, as if people don't know it's a Fleshlight. Like, first of all, the one I got is the fucking... is the stew... which is the stamina training unit, because I did a lot of drugs, and fucking, like, my cock doesn't get as hard as it used to. Like, I don't care, I'll be honest. Like, it's like, look, I'm a teenager. I should not have erectile dysfunction. And then, like, but because I did so much shit, like, I fucked up my body a little bit. Like, I have low blood pressure, so your cock is not going to get as hard when you have low blood pressure. But... You use that fucking stamina training unit. It don't matter that you got fucking low blood pressure, because first of all, your cock gets mad hard and you last, like, too long with a girl. Actually, I last too long with a girl, like, for real. She's like, oh my god, can you just, like, stop already? Like, I don't know. She was, like, pissed off. Maybe it's because it's me.
Shit!
Yeah, just like, shit. Like, black people rule because they could stretch the word shit. Into like,
and make it feel like there's ease in it.
Like a two-syllable word, they'll be like, "Yeah." I'll be like, "God damn, yo, how the fuck you do that?" They're like, "Yeah, nigga, I don't give a fuck." And it's always like,
"God damn!"
Like it's always got a great thing like following the shit. Like it's not just like, it's not just it's like, "Yeah," and like that's it. Like it's just like just quiet in the room after that. I'd be like, shit, that bitch got a fat ass. You'd be like, oh, damn. Like,
man, check this out. The sun is like a big black booty.
Yo, I
and
should
we
show
are
you
like
that
the
shit.
Automatons
you see
revolve
that bitch?
Around the booty.
You see that bitch? I saw that shit. It was like, bam. I'd be like, it was like, Pam. Yeah, because that shit will melt in your fucking mouth like butter, bitch. Oh. And then.
What the fuck? Oh my god.
Alright, I'll tell you my first time. This girl was 18 and I was 15. Which, I mean, like, looking back, like, that's kind of like awesome, but it's not really. Because this girl's 18 and I'm 15 years old. Like, you get made fun of, because all they do is hang out with 18... It's not like she was, like, the old chick hanging out with me and my buddies. Like, no, I was the young kid hanging out with her and her fucking friends, which were all, like, these, like, fucked up. Like, everybody's like, yo, you want to do some fucking heroin? And I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? Like, it's just like, this girl ruined my life. But anyways, I don't
know. Why'd you let that happen?
How?
Yeah.
I wanted pussy.
Fuck, okay.
That's, like, that's my reason for, like, all this terrible shit that I did. Like, I used to...
Wait,
like,
so is that what started you down this bad fucking road?
Yes, I wanted pussy.
Oh, my God.
I wanted it. Like, I was just like, I want to fuck a girl. And, like, this girl wanted to fuck me, so I was like, I'm going to be your fucking best friend.
God damn it.
And here's the thing, like, I just wanted to be so cool because, like, I wanted to fit in. That I would do anything. Like, they'd be like, hey, you ever smoked before? And I was like, dude, of course, man. And they're like, okay, well, how about we smoke right now? And then I smoked. I got so fucked. I was, like, really high. And people were, like, looking at me. They're like, dude, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm just fine. I'm, like, deflated on the couch. Like, that shitty fucking PSA. Chris isn't the same that he used to be. Ever since he started smoking pot, now he's just deflated on the couch. It's like somebody poked a pin in him and just like sucked all his personality out.
Is it bad? Is it bad that I can actually see this happening physically?
Somebody just comes up to me and they're just like, yo, what's up? And I'm like, no! I'm actually acting it out.
And then you're deflating,
shit, you saw that shit? That's crazy. No, I didn't hang out with... I don't hang out with black people.
You should.
I hang out with people that act black, like, as, like, a joke. And, I mean, the closest thing to a black kid that I hang out with is a kid that's... He's half Italian, and he's a quarter Puerto Rican, and a quarter Dominican Republican, whatever. Dominican... Whatever the fuck he is. And... Like, on the outside, he's kind of, like, he's, like, a black guy. But he's not a black guy, because, like, he's from, like, the woods and shit. It's like, you can't be black and be from the woods. Be like, yeah, nigga, shit's rough out here. I got 2 acres of land. No. I just, like, no fucking, that doesn't work. Like, I'm poorer than him. I don't have a backyard. People are literally like, oh, what do you have in your backyard? I'm like, nothing. I have fucking somebody else's house. That's what I have in my backyard.
You own somebody in your backyard?
I have somebody else's house. There's a black guy that I own, and he does the dishes from time to time. He'd be like, well, don't mind if I do, my nigga. And then, like, he'll, like, give me dap, which is, like, shaking my hand. That's what the lingo is. He gives me dap. He'll give me dap in, like, this, like, extreme fucking way. And I'm a crip at the end of it. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't have an ending to that joke, so I'm just gonna stop.
I gotta be right back for just a sec.
Alright, fine.
Hmm.
The only people that go on there, there's like Ronnie, who's like busy talking about, like, he does like, that motherfucker is out of his mind. I hope he listens to this. Cause like, he'll like go on, like, and just talk about, like, he's just like, alright, I'm gonna have an acid trip in the morning. Like, a trip report or some shit like that, whatever the fuck he wants to call it. And he talks about, like, he's like, yeah, I did acid, and, I just talk about grunt. He's like, yes, I did acid, and I, it was so cool, and, yeah. That's not how he types, though. That's how he talks in my fucking head. Like, he does acid all the time now, and then he'll fucking, like, talk about, like, what he experienced. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Like, isn't this a message board for, like, little kids that, like, don't have any friends, so they talk about Sonic the Hedgehog all day?
Yeah, I think he's, like, yep. The only one who goes there now, so it's pretty much, like, a blog just for his acid trips.
Dude, I mean, like, it's not just his acid trips. He's also like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing in my life. I'm like, this motherfucker has never been together, apparently, because all he does is just talk about how fucking, like, how awful his life is. And then, meanwhile, he has a maid. I'm like, fuck you. How awful is your life? You have a maid. I mean, I have a black guy that lives behind my house that does my dishes from time to time. But it's just because, like, you know, like, we just, like, me and him just chill. And he's like, you mind if I wash your dishes? Because he says he doesn't like dirty dishes, so he does that all day. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care how fake they are. How fake? You want to know what's fake? The fleshlight that I fuck. Like, what the fuck? Like, these people are gorgeous, and they're all, like, dumb. I'm like, oh, I love you. Like, could I fuck you? Or could I just hang? I don't even want to fuck them. I want to, like, marry them. I don't even care.
Good lord.
I would love to be around, like, a beautiful, dumb girl. However, not really. But, like, kind of. Like, at least for, like, 3 months. And then I get rid of them, and I go on to the next one. Like, yeah, it'd be awesome.
And have a fleshlight in between.
My fleshlight, yeah. Like, in between, like, the 2 weeks where I'm just like, ooh, well, I mean, like, nothing's gonna beat that sex. But, I mean, fleshlight is, like, you know, like, I don't gotta take, like, you know what rules about a fleshlight? Like, you don't have to take it out to dinner. Even though I do. But, like...
I can if I want to, but I don't have to.
They'll be like, oh, just one? And I'll be like, no, two. And I take my fleshlight out of my fucking backpack.
No, you take it out of your pants, you asshole.
Or I take it out of, like, I take my dick out of the fleshlight. I'm like, oh, two.
No, that'll be two.
It'll be two. And, like, cum is, like, leaking all over the chair. They're like, sir, do you want a booster seat for it? I'm like, no, I like
it. Would you like a napkin, sir?
Sir, you're getting pre-cum all over the dinner table. I'm just like...
That's where I want it.
Look, I don't go to where you fucking eat and I tell you that you're not doing it right. Like, this is how I eat. I can't eat on a table unless there's pre-cum all over the place.
Look, man, don't disrespect my culture.
I was like, look, there's either pre-cum on the table or I'm eating standing up. Like, just...
And that means this shit's gonna be all in your people's face.
People that eat standing up are always, like, in a rush to leave. I'm like... because I eat standing up a lot. Like, I know my dad did it, like, almost my entire childhood. Probably because he wanted to get the fuck out of where we were living. He's like, oh, well, all right, well, I gotta go, guys. I gotta fucking, you know, whatever. I gotta go hang out with the boys. And the boys were, you know, little fucking Latino boys he was fucking on the side. No, I'm playing.
Not really, though.
Not really. Obviously. No, my dad does not fuck Latino boys. He fucks black guys, okay? Because they have bigger dicks.
Okay.
No, my dad... Actually, he never went anywhere, but he was always standing up. He was, like, always, like, on the go as he was eating. Fucking her... What, and she'd be wearing pants. She always wore fucking, like, pants because she knew their pussy reeked.
See, if you know it reeks, why don't you clean the damn thing?
Because that
air freshener up in there.
That's not how that works.
No, like, hang like a little car air freshener in there.
The reason why her pussy smells is because she's fucking like I don't know. She's fucking Indian. I mean, she's not Indian, but like, you know, she's close enough. Like by then, it's all borders. I mean, I don't know how close the Philippines are to India. I don't have a map in front of me. I have a steering wheel, but,
I mean, but, you know, this car air freshener, how come there isn't that for pussy?
They should. I mean, why not? I mean, personally, I Febreze my balls all the time.
Why can I see you doing this? Like, in your car right now.
I'll be like, yeah, that's, I mean, like, you know.
Oh, my God.
You gotta stay fresh.
I could just totally imagine you, like, yeah, gonna go on a big date, you go to the bathroom, comb your hair, put on some cologne, you just fucking pull your pants open, take a can of Febreze, and just...
She'll be like, oh my God, your balls smell like autumn mist. I'm like, I know. Isn't that attractive?
That's what they made the Febreze smell from, my balls.
Yeah, of course, that's why, you know those commercials where, like, it's like, it's a Febreze effect, and it's just people, like, laying against, like, a carpet, just like... That's what she does with my balls, but because my dick is there, when she goes, I just jam my cock in it, and fucking just rock her head back and forth until I come, and then I go, now look at what you did.
No, but for me, you got that smell from my balls. That's where it originally came from. It wasn't autumn breeze, motherfucker. That was the smell of my balls.
Yeah, that's my balls. It just happens to kind of smell like autumn breeze, and now your mouth smells like bleach. Because that's what my cum smells like. But it tastes like peanut butter for some reason.
What?
Understand that one that much. No, my cum doesn't taste like peanut butter. It tastes like cum. I don't know if you fucking know.
How would you know if it tastes like peanut butter or not? Have you tasted it?
Because when I was a freshman, I used to suck my own dick because I was able to.
Oh my God.
It's kind of hysterical. Actually, I think I might have been doing static radio at the time. I don't know if I was doing it, like, while I was sucking my dick. Because, like, that'd be a weird show. I'd be like, oh. You're like, wow. You can shoot. That's a.
Dude, you're so high, I doubt you'd remember it anyway.
That's a mouthful right there. No, I know that I used to suck. Like, I know that I sucked my own dick. Like, there's a time in life. Because here's what happened. I got, you know, like, you remember the day where you first found out how to suck your own dick, if you could, and you remember the day where you no longer could suck your own dick, and that's a sad day. It's like you're fucking leaning back.
Like, okay, you know, okay, you have to take parts of this clip and put this the fuck in whatever.
Oh, this will be in it. This will be in it. But, like, it's a fucking sad day. Like, you go to fucking, like, you go to suck your own dick, and, like, you're leaning back. And, like, your dick is, like, maybe, like, 1 inch away from, like, your mouth. And you're, like, you're sticking your tongue out. Like, you're just like, but it's not reaching. And it's just like, fuck, I can't do it anymore. And, like, that's a terrible day. Like,
and then you cry yourself to sleep that night.
Huh? I probably did. I bought a fleshlight, is what I did.
I was gonna say, you don't cry yourself to sleep, you masturbate to sleep.
Yeah, I cry out of my dick to sleep.
Make your dick cry?
Yeah, I can make it cry. Really, it sneezes mostly, but I mean, crying, I guess, would be all the pre-cum that comes out, because I pre like a fucking, like, probably like a gallon of fucking pre-cum. That's why I can't fuck a girl with a fucking, without a condom on, because I know I'll get her fucking pregnant, because there's so much pre going everywhere. It's like covering the entire, like, everything is pre-cum everywhere.
Okay, can we just shut the fuck up?
Alright, so anyways, no, I used to suck my own dick.
You know what's fucking,
you know, that needs to be the title of at least one episode.
I used to suck my own dick. Static Radio, I used to suck my own dick. Here's what, at least can I explain how, like, you find
No, you don't need to.
No, because here's what was happening, okay?
This is self-explanatory. It doesn't need an explanation.
No, because that's not self-explanatory. Why? Because you tried
Madison,
to suck...
Madison, our 13-year-old fan base of Sonic the Hedgehog fans need to know how to suck their own dick.
They're like, look, I haven't ever fucked anyone, ever. I got it. If he could... But they're all fat and embarrassing. They can't suck their dick.
They don't even know where their dick
they
is.
They don't even know how their dick works. They're like, what is...
They need a roadmap to go find the thing.
They're like, where is my dick? And what is this... Like, what is my dick? Like, they only know that their dick could piss. And they know that they could have a wet dream, but they don't understand what it means.
They wake up and they need to change pants.
They're like, I just fucked my aunt in a dream and I came everywhere. What the fuck just happened?
You mean, they'd be surprised if they knew what the word came or coming in.
Yeah, like, they'd be like, fucking, like, this fucking fluid came out of my dick and it fucking, I don't know, it tastes like peanut butter, but like.
I think I pissed myself in my sleep. Because,
like,
that.
If fluid comes out of your dick, the first thing you're thinking is, like, I gotta put it in my mouth. I gotta see what I'm working with here. Because, like, you know, if it doesn't taste good, I gotta drink some pineapple juice. Like, you know, it's like, it's a big fucking deal. No, here's how I found out I could suck my own dick. I found out because...
I can't believe there's a story to this. This is even worse.
I had a hard-on from something. I don't even... Something made me hard. I mean, it could have been a gentle breeze back then. I was so ready for anything. And I dropped something, and I went down to grab it, and my dick hit myself. Like, I basically... I, like, cock-slapped myself when I went down. Like, I went down, I was like, oh! I was like, what the fuck? And I fucking... I was like, I should fucking take advantage of this moment because I know there will be a day where I won't be able to do this anymore. So I fucking sucked my own dick and I came all up in my own self. And all up in that shit. And it was like, actually, it was one of the first... Because I never really masturbated. So that's how I started... doing that
oh
shit.
My god.
I used to pull myself.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's
Madison,
weird.
Have you ever laughed this hard?
No! So, wait, let me guess. When you got your first blowjob, you were criticizing the bitch telling her, no, you're doing it wrong.
I was like, I do this better than you. She's like, what? You don't even know what you're doing. Here, fucking, let me get her. Watch. Oh. And she's like, oh my god.
Look, bitch, that's how you do it.
Do you
now
think
try.
That's a turn on? Like, if I told the girl, I'd be like, I used to be able to suck my own dick. First of all, she'd be like, what happened? But, like, like, why can't you still? And I'd be like, look, I gained a little bit of weight. I did a lot of drugs. I don't want to talk about it.
Look, I'm white. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, but, like, I have, but I'm Italian. So, our assumption, like, my, I mean, like, I don't want to talk about the size of my dick. So, anyways.
I'm perfectly fine with talking about how I sucked my dick, but size... Nah,
no, because, like, I mean, obviously, if I was able to suck my own dick, either I'm really flexible, or it's kind of large. Like, it's on a good... It's a
next
good
thing you know, you're going to start describing the shape of it.
I mean, like, it's got, like, a mushroomy... It's like a one-up mushroom, kind of. No, I don't fucking...
It's the same color as a one-up mushroom. Too,
actually,
it?
it's the color of, like, a poisonous mushroom. So
oh
it's
God.
Green.
Those were the one-ups, you stupid fuck.
Oh, I don't fucking remember. I don't play...
It's purple.
I don't play games.
Your dick is
oh,
purple.
It is purple. Yeah, so I was right. I'm sorry. It is purple. I'm fucking high. Give me a break. I don't know the difference between purple and green right now. My dick might end out at the end of this. No,
yeah, look,
so...
if we're going to smoke, I'm just going to pull my dick out right
look,
now.
Look, let me just get things over with. This is my dick, okay? You might see this throughout the course of the night.
Just get used to seeing that.
I used to be that guy. I'm not nearly anything like that anymore, but like I used to just whip my it's really fucked up. When I was doing all those drugs, I would just whip my dick out and I'd be like, it's fucking cold in here, and people would be like, what are you talking about? Like, it wouldn't be cold. And then people would look at me and they would just see my cock and it'd be like semi hard. Like, it would be like presentable. Like, I can make it move. And like like, they'll okay. just be like, oh my
god. What would you sit there and make it talk to them? Jesus.
No,
what?
I know, like, I'd be like, hurry, how's it going? This is what Chris's dick sounds like. Like,
your
yo,
dick sounds
my nigga.
Like
oh my god, this is the best conversation I've had in a long time.
My dick has a black guy voice.
Hey, motherfucker.
It's like, yo, what's cracking, my G?
I really don't think I've laughed this hard since the last Static Radio.
That's so sad.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, no, that's an understatement, but still.
If I'm gonna, I will edit this, and I will say that the episode name will be...
I used to suck my own dick.
I used to suck my own dick. That's hysterical. I don't know if I could do that. If I can't do it because it has a curse in it, I'll be like, I used to blow myself. Like, I can still... Like, you know, it's still putting it out there. Speaking of putting it out there, I have a raging hard-on right now. I mean, like, not...
Because you remember those days you could suck yourself off?
Yeah, because I'm just like, I'm literally, because, like, there's nobody here with me. Like, I could actually probably, try to suck my own dick right now. I mean, it's really cold out.
And then you'll fail, and then you'll be pissed off. And then
I'll be like, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to try to suck my own dick, and as I go down, I'm going to hit my head on the fucking horn of my car.
And it's like, what, 2:30 in the morning? That'll
2:30
in
the morning, it's not like anybody's gonna wake up and be like, hey, what the fuck? And then they come out, they look at my car, and like mad smoke comes out of my car, and they just see me talking to nothing.
And your dick's hanging out?
I bet I look fucking insane, right? Yeah, my dick's out, and they're like, wow, that's a nice piece. And I got something going. Meanwhile, all my neighbors are maybe like 60 years old, so it'd be really weird.
Oh my god.
What's really fucked up is that my window kind of faces another window, and I have been naked in my room like a good amount of times. I know that motherfucker had to see me at least once.
And you're sitting going, I want them to see me.
Probably, like, no, I don't. Like, I don't want them to see me. Like, what the fuck? It's like, don't look at me as I'm fucking naked just hanging out in my house. Because I could be doing some weird shit and nobody would even, they'd be like, wow, this guy is fucked up. Like, you just look at my room and I'm doing, like the moonwalk naked. I mean, like, not that I would be doing that in my house naked, but, like, just
oh my God.
Like, I'm just like.
Look, I'm going to be right back.
All right, fine. He has to go. He's going to go try and suck his own dick right now. He's like, I'm gonna see if I could do it. I bet I could do it. You know what? If his fat ass could do it, then I could do it. I have a really weird body, so I wear a lot of layers. I admit it too. Like my friends will make fun of me. They'll be like, "You were never really in shape, but you're like whatever shape like somebody could like pour you into." I'm like whatever shaped container. Like I could.
Like everyone else had their own. Like not handcrafted, like factory made container, and God got drunk one night. It's like, we're missing the
you
other
just
half.
Forgot to put me in a fucking container. Like, I'm just like, I'm very malleable. Like, I don't know. That's probably why I was able to suck my own dick. Because I'm really flexible. Like, it's uncalled for how flexible I am, for how just like awkward I look. But like, I could touch my toes at my fattest. Like, easily. Like, not even pro. People, like, they go to, like, at, like, high school, they'll be like, alright, you gotta touch your toes. I'll be the first one fucking down touching my toes and sucking my dick. Like, I'll be like, what? They're like, Chris, no, you can't suck. I'm just like, oh, sorry about that. I just had to
get my dick out of my mouth.
No, dicks are weird. Like, you can suck your... If you can suck your dick, and then all of a sudden you realize what your dick tastes like, and you feel bad for girls. Just like, is this what I've been doing about the whole time? This is embarrassing. Like, oh my god. Like, it tastes like salty, and it's like rough, and like, it's like all wide. Like, I don't, it's just like, oh, like, how the fuck, I don't understand why girls suck dick at all.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing in it for them. Except for like a mouthful of cock. Which is not enjoy. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine taking a cock anywhere either. But still, it's like, oh.
Oh well, hey, guess who's back? Who can tell us a lot about taking cock?
Cool.
Madison.
Oh, is he back?
Back.
You know all about sucking dick.
What?
That was it. I was waiting for him to say what. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
You guys are gonna hear you talking like all from the bathroom the whole time. You're one loud motherfucker.
Who, me?
Who?
Who do you think I'm talking about?
Well, obviously me, but I have to project a little bit.
No, you don't.
What the fuck are you talking?
Not nearly that much. I mean, these are on headphones, dude, and I can hear you in the bathroom.
That's because your fucking headphones are up too loud. I'm not talking loud.
They're not up that loud, honestly.
I'm not. Like, I don't think I'm being... Like, if you could tell... I mean, I'm not trying to shout. Like, I'm in my fucking car right now. Like, what the fuck?
You should go ahead and start shouting because it's, like, you know, only... It's good in the warm.
Yeah, I was thinking about driving around, but then I wouldn't have Wi-Fi. Let's just do a static radio, like, as I'm just like, yeah, right now I'm going through a fucking silver mine, smoking a blunt, and, yeah, nobody knows what silver mine is. Silver mine is like it's like a woodsy, rich area. It's kind of like, I grew up right down the street from silver mine. It's a very nice area. No blacks allowed. That's what they say. It says, this is silver mine, then under it says, no blacks allowed.
Is that, okay, this is a really stupid question. Obviously, but that's where the fucking Silvermine art place is, right?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. No black. It's over there everywhere.